Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. The official clock on the NHC wall is 3 p.m. Here's the latest information. We have a board where we put some of the information on here. We got some information on observations. It's interesting to see some of the wind gusts being reported on Winyah Bay, South Carolina, gusts to 88 miles an hour. And also we have a NOAA buoy. All the NOAA buoys out there getting readings for us. 41004 in the south eyewall had a gust of 98 miles an hour. So a lot of winds associated with this center. Still seeing high winds right along the coast. Any little jog, any little geography that comes further out in the path could see some sort of eyewall make landfall. So we're watching that with time. But some of these rain bands still producing just high winds, heavy rain as far as central portions of North Carolina. So still a lot of rainfall, and the latest forecast that we have, the update, still 110-mile-an-hour hurricane, so still very strong winds within the center, 60 miles south of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So let's look with time here. The current time right here, we're off the northern portion of the coast of South Carolina, and then with time, we march forward by tomorrow morning. By Friday morning, we'll be on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and then by Friday night, out in the Atlantic. So still some winds, a large wind field here, still producing some of those tropical storm force winds and the hurricane force winds right along the coast. And because it's so close to the coast, we have that hurricane warning in effect for South Carolina and North Carolina. With time, even some of those tropical storm force winds in this warning area up in Virginia. So, you know, we got to watch out for the winds, but the other part is really watching out for the water. That's always such a dangerous part about these hurricanes. And this is a moderate to high risk from portions of North Carolina and South Carolina, a high risk of flash flooding. So you have just too much rain. Some of the amounts that we could see are very large. 10 to 15 inches in some of these areas that continuously see these rain bands. That water can pile up real fast, 6 to 10 inches in this orange area. So anywhere from the Outer Banks down through North Carolina and South Carolina, just a lot of rainfall, very dangerous. So be careful, especially at night. Water covers the road. You can't see. Don't move the barricades. Don't drive your car where water covers the road. Be careful. Turn around. Don't drown. The other part of this, we have the new graphic for the storm surge. A large area from portions of Myrtle Beach all the way up to the North Carolina coast. 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. That's inundation. That's water up your pant leg. That's not everywhere. That's potential inundation. Not every place gets that. But you can see that in the low-lying areas from the Outer Barrier Islands and then through the sounds where the water can filter in and the channels start to narrow and it piles up. So you got to be careful. And even further north, around Virginia Beach, 2 to 4 feet around Virginia Beach as well. So we're going to be keeping you updated with all the latest information from right here at the National Hurricane Center.